Afternoon, Yids. This is Yids News, aka Adam. Just going to be touching upon the game on the weekend, our group, and some of the injuries we've got. Now, the game at the weekend, we won't put nine past them, but, you know, we should do well. And you know how the game pans out is really going to decide on what Harry goes with. I mean, 4-5-1 worked against Stoke, even if it was very tight at the end. We'll see. I mean, but he went back to 4-4-2 obviously for Young Boys game with Defoe. Defoe does have the thigh problem. We'll talk about that in a little while. Wigan have still got Roddy Yeager, and Zogby will probably be gone by the Saturday. But, you know, that's not none of our concern, because I don't think he'd play anyway. We'll see what happens with their lineup and with Harry's lineup. Whether he plays 4-4-5-1 with Crouch and bringing Genus back into midfield. I don't know. But even if he plays 4-4-2, I'm not sure between Genus and Palacios. Palacios still managed to get a yellow card against the Young Boys, and his passing wasn't great. So we'll see what happens there. Bale and Lennon are, you know, just fucking incredible at the moment. Their understanding between each other. Maybe we should think about playing them two up front by themselves when we've got everyone back fit. Because, I mean, they just seem to know where each other are. Other than that, I doubt to see any changes. You've got Gomez is injured as well. So Cudicini's just slot right in. I mean, there's no two ways about that. He's not quite... Well, Cudicini has the same shortcomings as Gomez. He's... can't claim a ball from a corner. He's not as good a kicker as Gomez, but you know, still has that range, and you know, he's great shot stopper, just like Gomez. I mean, he was always underused at Chelsea, and to be honest, he's been underused at Spurs. I don't know what the guy was thinking about when he came to Spurs. Surely, after sitting on the bench for so long, you should think about, you know, challenging for a first place. I mean, he probably thought that Harry was going to dump Gomez. I think Harry probably said to him, look, this octopus, you know, he was a good keeper once, but we don't know what's happening with him. Come and push him, come and challenge for the position, and you'll probably get it. And he was probably thinking, yeah, fucking foreigner, don't know what he's doing. You know, I've been in England this long enough now to know what I'm doing. He don't even speak English. Well, you know, we all know what happened at the end of last season, or most of last season. Anyway, so Harry really comes down to who Harry chooses. Other than that, Spurs have got Inter Milan, FC20, and Werder Bremen in their group. They should qualify. I say that even though FC20 are Dutch champions, and Werder Bremen, you know, did great in the German league last year, so we'll see what happens with those. Personally, I'm going to try and get out to Holland and see the FC20 game, because I just feel that would be brilliant. I mean, you know, they're an attacking side, we're an attacking side. And, you know, it all sounds great. I mean, Inter Milan, yeah, I'd love to go and see him at the see Spurs at the San Siro. I think that'd be brilliant away day. But you know, let's face it, it's not going to be. We've got a better chance of beating FC20. Let's say that. Every game in the Champions League is a hard game. I don't think